From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A suicide bomber in southeastern Iran has killed at least 20 people, including five senior commanders of the elite Revolutionary Guard. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing, but the Guard has blamed the United States and its so-called local surrogates. Dale Gavlak has the story.
Iran's official news agency said an attacker with explosives blew himself up as top-level guard commanders were about to meet tribal leaders in Pishin region, near Iran's border with Pakistan. It's a Sunni Muslim area in Shiite Iran. It's also been the center of violent attacks by a militant group from Iran's Sunni Muslim minority called Jundallah, or Soldiers of God. The group, believed by some to have ties to al-Qaeda, has waged a low-level insurgency in recent years against the Islamic regime, claiming persecution by the Shiite-dominated government. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
There is pressure mounting on incumbent Afghan President Hamid Karzai to help settle the political crisis there. This comes as a UN-backed commission investigating fraud during the recent presidential election is due to release its findings. NPR's Jackie Northam has more from Kabul.
Officials in the Karzai campaign say the incumbent president is getting pressure from many sides to accept that he may have to face a runoff election with his main competitor and former foreign minister Abdullah Abdullah. The campaign officials say Karzai is resisting calls to accept the results of an investigation into fraud during the August 20th presidential election. The findings are due out any time now, and it's widely believed the results will show Karzai did not receive more than 50% of the votes, which could force a runoff election. The other option is to reach a power-sharing deal with Abdullah, something which foreign diplomats, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have been urging Karzai to consider. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Indian authorities forced an American plane carrying Marines to land in Mumbai today after confusion about its call sign. A U.S. embassy official says the plane was allowed to resume its journey a short time later. The plane was headed for Bangkok and came from the Middle East, according to the Indian news media. The world's 17 biggest polluters are meeting in London this weekend to try to hammer out a breakthrough on how to finance efforts to scale back global warming. The U.S. is under increasing pressure to finalize its position before December's World Conference in Denmark, aimed at capping 2 years of negotiations over a global climate change treaty. The Obama administration says Congress must first act on climate bills before it can clarify its position. A third person has died who suffered organ failure during a sweat lodge ceremony run by a self-help guru in Arizona. A sheriff spokesman says 49-year-old Liz Newman of Minnesota died yesterday after being rushed to a local hospital 10 days ago. Multiple organs were damaged. More than 50 people were crammed into the lodge at a resort outside Sedona. This is NPR. Hurricane Rick has been upgraded to a Category 5 and is being called a very dangerous storm by the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The hurricane is churning up the Pacific Ocean off the coast of southern Mexico. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Mexico has issued hurricane alerts along its entire west coast, from Acapulco north to Baja California. Moving in the warm waters several hundred miles offshore, Rick quickly built from a tropical storm up to a Category 5 hurricane, the strongest classification possible. The eye of the storm is expected to stay offshore and move north, parallel to the Mexican coastline. Officials in Acapulco shut the port to small boats and have warned of potential flooding and landslides from the heavy rains being generated by Rick. Forecasters say the hurricane could come ashore near the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula in the middle of the week, but it's expected to have weakened by then. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Authorities say an Air Force pilot likely died instantly when his F-16 fighter jet collided with another over the Atlantic Ocean near Charleston, South Carolina. A Shaw Air Force Base spokesman says a search for Captain Nicholas Giglio is now considered a recovery effort. A 16-year-old Australian girl hopes to make history by becoming the youngest person ever to sail around the world alone and without outside assistance.
I've got absolutely everything. The communication and navigation systems I've got is just amazing. It's better than some of the big ships out there.
Jessica Watson plans to sail her bright pink yacht in some of the world's most treacherous waters in her 23,500-mile journey. Some have questioned whether someone so young should try such a potentially dangerous adventure. Watson and her family say she's an experienced sailor who can pull it off. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.